Time for a talk full of facts, full of interesting things. Can we take some questions? Tim, please. Yes, John, thank you.
I suppose it's kind of a rhetorical question, or like, so you're trying to extract movement from still images, let's say, such that you collapse the distinction between a still and a moving image. But given phenomenology is one of your stances, the way you approach things, is there not still a place for stillness still as an opposition or a felt difference with movement? And, or in other words, are there certain still images which are more still than others, or don't lend themselves to undoing their own supposed stillness?
Yeah, I chose the Martin Frank image because I think it was a good example of a very still image. And the Cartier-Bresson examples, which I didn't dwell on, unfortunately, were part of my way of talking about the way that he uses the ambiguity between geometry and its excess, its irregularity and irregularity, that I think makes these more rhythmic, and our experience of these images as able to reveal the rhythmic potential in the still image. And part of that comes from his training in sort of geometry in Paris as a painter and his concern for composition, but then also his concern for then moving that and sort of, if you like, dancing with the image, which is also his embodied process in taking images. If you've ever seen him take images, he performs a kind of dance. And other people are thinking along those lines. Sarah Pink talking about bullfighting photos and the way that bullfighters who have come from that role take different photographs in this small genre.
One, well, a couple more, maybe? One or two? Richard?
So is it not like painting in the sense that because it's photography, it's like a way of seeing the world? It's a way of form of perception?
Yes.
Painting up a photograph?
I see what you mean. Although the instituted kind of separation of the arts of time from the arts of space, going back to the Enlightenment really, is what is behind the splits or the different ways that aesthetics have treated sculpture and painting and so on. And painting could only be seen as temporal in terms of its geometry and its composition, its flat composition. But I think that once you make a move into phenomenology, not only are you taking a non-dualistic approach, but to a certain extent you're moving towards non-representational theories in which a separate notion of the world is not really, doesn't hold. So in intentional consciousness is already the world. If that makes sense.
But because you're looking at the world when you take a photograph?
Because a phenomenological, sort of using the foundation of phenomenology, is non-dualistic in that sense. Non-dualistic, so there's not a split between the subject and the object, or the self and the world in the way that there is in the empiricism or positivism in science.
And different in the way it's made a rhythmic painting?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of painters used to be, a lot of photographers used to be painters, and there was a phase of photography theory in around the 80s, if you like, where photography was basically compared to painting. But things have moved on now in cultural terms.
I was thinking about that initial provocation of the can a single be a rhythm. I mean, the basic definition, right, implies a kind of pattern or an organization. So that means there's got to be a kind of like quantitative multiplicity. But if rhythm might be thought of as kind of a tensity, not like past, present, but how, like, of a concentration. Mm-hmm. What if that single beat is a concentration, a drawing up of a kind of stress? Then I see a kind of rhythm in that, a kind of rhythm that places either a single clap or a photograph within its context.
Yeah. That's a very interesting point. I've got time to answer it.
Yeah, I guess so. 1 or 2 minutes maximum.
Fantastic. What I was going to equate the single beat to was two parts of the 2-3 clave rhythm, because I think it's a cross rhythm that we can hear as separate units, and if you like, a single beat. So it's an Afro-Cuban rhythm. And the full rhythm is okay. That's the full rhythm, and it's got 2-side and 3-side, which is on the beat and then it's off the beat. Now, if you think about them separately, they produce different effects. And they have an actual structuring role in the music, both on the surface and in terms of instrumental structure. But it's actually quite hard to listen to, or quite hard to play, if you're used to thinking in terms of a pulse. So what normally happens... The opposition, if you like,
10 seconds
to the 2-3
creates
that effect. And the other interesting thing about it is that it's also reversible, and rhythms are played as 3-2s. So I think the notion of texture in the unit, whatever that unit is, I think is an interesting one, and I think it's there's potential in. It sort of adds weight to the idea of a single beat having a rhythmic intensity.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Tien.